Listen to the sound of men shaving their balls before the age of Manscaped. Yeah! Those screams are a thing of the past thanks to Manscaped. No more cuts and nicks with the Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0, featuring advanced skin-safe technology so you keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The battery will last up to 90 minutes so you can take a longer, more satisfying shave. So many people have written in stories about how the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their lives. They even included pictures so I could see the smoothness for myself. They aren't kidding. You need to try this out for yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. 20% off, free shipping to manscaped.com. Use the code VSIN. Your partner and your balls will thank you.
Hey guys, you know the only thing that women hate more than mansplaining? It's when you aren't manscaping. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it too awkward to hear this from a woman? Well, if you'd prefer, the folks from VSIN could just bring back Brent Musburger to talk about his hairy, you know, guys in the desert, and then, yeah, that's what I thought. Manscaped is number one in men's below-the-belt grooming, and Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag, so go to manscaped.com to check out precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN at manscaped.com. Guys, do the right thing for you and that special someone in your life, because let's face it, everyone knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are neatly trimmed. Of course, they also say that if a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to see it, then it... anyway, guys, get 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use promo code VSIN. And let's agree to just let Brent stick to cashing tickets instead of trimming thickets.
Paradise.
Back on the program, Jeff Davis joins the program. Caesar's Palace here in Las Vegas and beyond. Jeff, good morning. How are you, pal?
Good, guys. What's happening?
A lot to recap. I want to get to the bridge jumpers coming up momentarily, and NFL, obviously. I want to start with this, because you tweeted this out, I believe. It was yesterday, probably, what, first, second quarter. Like, good luck if you were actually betting Freddie Kitchens versus Bill Belichick. Like, what was that ticket and money split like yesterday? Because I just kept watching the number go down, down, and down, and I'm like, more money on the Browns? Why?
Yeah, that one surprised me. Not so much that they took the 13, but it just kept going. I mean, I want to say one or two places closed 9.5, which was insane because we got killed on the game. And, you know, everybody, every Joe Public tourist that came to the window had the Patriots on a ticket yesterday. I mean, you look up, you know, you take a little rest when the 125s go, and you look up 3 minutes later, and it's 17-0. It's like, whoa. And it's just more of the same with Baker Mayfield and Freddie Kitchens. Like, you know, the hype train really derailed here in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Did you also need the Rams yesterday? Were you seeing plenty of Bengals money? Because I heard Chris Andrews here at the South Point on VSIN yesterday morning say, believe it or not, like the biggest need at that point was, in fact, L.A. to cover.
That was our one. We had two massive decisions at 10 a.m. That was one of them. We took a lot of sharp money on the Bengals, I believe, on Thursday. And that was pretty much it for Bengals. Everybody had the Rams. We were rooting hard for the back door there. Didn't get it. The house has seemingly been getting every late nonsense touchdown it's needed in the last month. So I guess we were due one in that regard. The other one that was really giant that worked out for us was the Broncos getting there against the Colts, at least on the number. The Colts winning was no good for us, but again, with all the money on Colts minus six, that the game worked out pretty good.
How about Jacksonville? How bad was Jacksonville getting there, taking money, and also the late touchdown, the landing spot? Seattle wins by seven.
Jacksonville wasn't good, and it was on a lot of parlays, but it wasn't to the level of some of the other ones.
Okay.
And the late touchdown saved us We needed that big time, excuse me, the late field goal. The first thing Dan Quinn's done right all year was he knew to go for three there and leave himself time to try to get a touchdown. But that saved us. That was one of the two games during the day that was on every parlay that, Colts and Seattle that we needed to get there.
I'm sure you gave up on that game. I mean, it's 24-0 in the third quarter, and here comes Matt Schaub throwing for 400 yards.
Yeah, that one was kind of on a corner TV. I wasn't watching much, and then it's 24-0. You're right. You just totally forget about it. And then it's 27-11. You're like, wait a minute. And, you know, again, credit to Dan Quinn for the first time in 8 weeks. He knew to kick the field goal.
Yes. Yep. Yes. How bad was it last night with the Packers getting there?
Yeah, it was no good. Yesterday was a loser for us. Not a disaster, but a loser. Ended up being a winning weekend as a whole. But, yeah, you couldn't sell a Chiefs ticket unless you went to six early throughout the day. Everyone was on over. The late public 49er, Patriot, Packers and Astros parlays were just, the writers could just write them in various amounts and hand them out as people came to the window.
Yeah. I imagine you crushed it Saturday based on the bridge jumpers and the Notre Dame decision. What do you think?
Yeah, Saturday was really good. We had, bridge jumpers were out in force, Oklahoma money line. One of the guys that took a beating on Saturday ended up getting a bunch of it back yesterday, made a big Rams-Saints money line parlay. So sometimes they're hard and sometimes they're easy. But, yeah, Saturday was really good. The Notre Dame-Michigan game was excellent. LSU-Auburn was excellent. The total in the Illinois-Purdue game, we were set up for disaster with the weather, and everybody bet the under, and it moved like 6 points. We had a house player come in like 2 minutes to post and smash the over. That saved us a little bit, too.
Can you share some of the stories with the Oklahoma business or Missouri, whoever it may be, that went down on the money line?
Yeah, somebody bet high six figures to win like, I don't know, 9,000 on a four-teamer, and it was Oklahoma, Clemson, Alabama, and I forget the fourth team, but it was another, like, minus 8,000 favorite. And it's just stone dead. I mean, at halftime, the game was close, but you kind of – did anybody really think Oklahoma was going to run away with that game at halftime? I didn't. I don't think any of us in the office did. We thought Kansas State was – probably more likely of a winner, and that number coming 10 at halftime was a bit crazy.
Can you say that again? He had how much on it and to win how much?
He had like high five figures to win like 9,000 or so.
Oh, man.
Guys are terrible at taking care of their health. Studies show that 70% of guys who experience erectile dysfunction don't get treated for it. Thankfully, Roman created an easy way to chat with a doctor online. With Roman, you can get medical care for ED from the comfort and privacy of your own home. You can handle everything online. Getting started, simple. Go to GetRoman.com/bets and complete that online visit. Now, if your doctor decides that treatment would be appropriate, they can prescribe genuine medication that can be delivered in discreet packaging right to your door with free two-day shipping. Go talk to the doctor. Erectile dysfunction can be tough to tackle, but it's really important to get checked out. And with Roman, it's easy to connect with a doctor. Go to roman.com/bets, B-E-T-S, to get a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's getroman.com/bets. One more time, getroman.com/bets.
That's a killer. Hey, when you're back in the office with the fellas talking about college football, maybe like top three, top five teams, do you guys agree right now that Ohio State should be number one, or who would it be?
It's an interesting discussion because it's splitting hairs and it's hard to know until you put the teams together. But after what we saw again, how do you can't argue. If somebody says Ohio State's the best team in the country, you can't argue against them. But if somebody says, no, Alabama's the best team in the country, how do you really make the argument against that person's opinion when they go out and whitewash everybody they play?
Yeah, totally fair.
You have a silent assassin?
Yeah, it was Illinois-Purdue. That game never, ever got talked about. It was kind of lost in the 9 a.m. shuffle. And a lot of people just figured Illinois off the big win against Wisconsin is just going to totally white flag this game in West Lafayette in a rainstorm. Well, it was one-way action, Purdue, and wow, if you ever lay 10 with a team that had less than no shot, there's your game. Another one that was really, really good that seemed to go under the radar was Iowa State, Oklahoma State. Couldn't give away a ticket on the under, couldn't give away a ticket on Oklahoma State. Game didn't even really move that much. It wasn't really on the radar of the sharper players or in the discussion of, you know, the big games of the day. But, man, that was a really good result for us, too.
Yeah, Purdy was really bad in that fourth quarter. My God, another turnover. Every time I looked up, it's like, okay, there's another INT for Oklahoma State.
Yeah, Iowa State is a hard one to figure out. They look like a buzzsaw sometimes, and sometimes they look, I don't want to use the word disinterested, but maybe disjointed and not very good. They're a tough one to figure out.
I know we asked you this last week. We'll ask you again today. We have a Game 6 coming up tomorrow night. How has the handle been overall so far in the World Series?
The handle's really good. The Max Scherzer pitching change yesterday was a bit of a disappointment because, you know, we had written so much business to it prior. And then it's a lot of people list pitchers, so then it's a refund. Anybody who bet the total of the run line, it's a refund. And, you know, given it's, you know, we're so tourist-driven, people may have made their bets and gone away and then come back to watch the game and realize they have no action. So, yeah, that was a bit of a disappointment. But as a whole, the World Series interest has been really good, and I feel like, you know, as far as handle compared to year over year, I don't have any data to support it. I'm not looking at it, but it's been, you know, people are clamoring for it. It does great.
What are your hockey thoughts so far? Surprises, disappointments, and maybe things to exploit.
Surprised that Buffalo is continuing. I thought this was going to be another year of, you know, Buffalo sports fan dealing with the same things, with them just having a top line and nothing else. But the kids have been playing really well, and the goaltending has been absolutely incredible. And then, you know, we've talked about it before. This Edmonton team is all smoke and mirrors. They got whitewashed yesterday against Florida. And that team is not a playoff team. Although I am interested in watching what happens in the Pacific. I'm comfortable in saying the Golden Knights are going to win that division comfortably. But the other two teams that come out of that division, it's going to take a long time to know who they are. I think one of them will be Calgary. And it could be Arizona. Could be Vancouver. It should be a good race all the way to the end.
Hey, were you at the game on Friday?
I was not.
Oh, man, I went to that one, my first one of the year. What was that? I mean, Fleury was he got pulled in the second.
Yeah, and he was actually good. Gallant said after the game that he pulled him to save him. I mean, there was just zero effort from start to finish from the Knights. And, you know, the Avalanche are missing Rantanen, one of their three best players, top-line guy, and it didn't matter. They just skated circles around Vegas. And, man, that was one to forget, but you kind of figured they would bounce back last night, and they did. They went from arguably their worst performance in their short history to one of their best in, you know, in the matter of two games.
They were catching. That was Colorado's finale of a six-game road trip. You thought they'd be dead. They buried him.
Yeah, I actually thought they probably went home first because the game before, I forget where they played St. Louis and they were stone dead, and that was Monday, and they had 3 days off on their southeastern road trip. I figured they went home and recharged the batteries a little bit. But I also thought they might come to Vegas and get into the nightlife a bit because they had a game the next day. Mm-hmm. So apparently they did not. They were they looked as good as they could have on Friday, and the Knights were as bad as possible.
All right, pal. Great spot as always. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Follow Jeff on Twitter. He is at @the_junkyard.
He's right. Imagine you're betting, I would say, 90,000 to win 9,000, and it's stone dead because the first team can't even win. Oklahoma loses the game to start.
Well, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, they were betting Arkansas on the under, too, in that Alabama game.
I had the under in that game. I got a good number.
Yeah.
So that was a winner. That was, boy, Arkansas, how bad are they? And Mac Jones actually, I mean, he looked good.
Bad,
I get he was like a four-star kid, but that number, that the idea of, if Tua is healthy, John Murray was on last night, he said, they're kicking around like 7 if Tua was healthy. 16 and a half in the summer.
Well, the big one is what if he doesn't play?
Yes. Then what do you do? Then,
I know. Because now that's it. That's all you saw out of Mac. It's bye week. It's bye week, and then let's get down to business. Oh, God, in 2 weeks, the schedule's so good.
Well, it's clear the schedule.
So good in 2 weeks.
Yeah, break your plans if you have any. That's all it is. It's college football coming up. Tonight, lean Dolphins plus the points. Need it, circa.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck tonight. We are back tomorrow at 7 Eastern. See you.
Well, here we go again. 11 p.m. and the battle begins. He kicks off the extra comforter. She grumbles and pulls it back up. They toss and turn. Covers go up. Covers go down. It's the same every night. One is too hot. One is too cold. No one is happy. No one is getting optimal sleep. There will be no spooning tonight. But there's an answer for relationships that run hot and cold. The pod. By 8Sleep. The pod is the first bed to combine dynamic temperature regulation with sleep tracking to ensure you both get a good night's sleep. That means you both can have it your own way. That's right, each side of the bed is programmable and will respond in real time to keep your body at the optimal temperature for deep and restful sleep. Customers who sleep on the pod fall asleep faster. Toss and turn 25% less. Have a 17% increase in periods of deep sleep. Right now, get $150 off your pod and free shipping when you go to 8sleep.com/vsin. EIGHTsleep.com/vsin.
Attention all homeowners in jeopardy of foreclosure. If you owe more on your home than it's actually worth, have missed one or more mortgage payments, have been denied a loan modification, or are facing foreclosure for any reason, you must listen to this message. A toll-free mortgage relief hotline's been established for anyone having their home lost in foreclosure. Just call 888-497-1876. And see if your home qualifies. We can help stop your home from going into foreclosure or even get your home out of foreclosure. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have faced foreclosure in the past year alone. This foreclosure defense group has helped thousands of people just like you fight the foreclosure process so they can stay in their homes. But you must call 888-497-1876 now to qualify. The call and information are absolutely free and the help is real. Don't lose your home. Call the Mortgage Relief Hotline now at 888-497-1876. That's 888-497-1876. 888-497-1876.